And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. Rescue crews in Turkey and Syria are racing against time and a lack of equipment to find survivors buried in the rubble of buildings toppled by powerful earthquakes that struck the region Monday and left more than 16,000 people dead so far. Turkey's disaster management agency said Thursday that about 110,000 personnel are involved in rescue efforts and 5,500 vehicles such as tractors, cranes, bulldozers, and excavators have been shipped to the disaster zones. Officials in Turkey said at least 12,873 people have now been confirmed dead and more than 38,000 others injured. Meanwhile, at least 3,162 people have died in Syria, according to figures from the Damascus government and rescue groups. The earthquake is now the world's deadliest seismic event since the 2011 earthquake and tsunami that killed nearly 20,000 people in Japan. European leaders are to meet Thursday for a summit dominated by migration, the economy, and, not surprisingly, Ukraine. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is traveling to Brussels with French President Emmanuel Macron after stops in Paris and London Wednesday, where he held talks with Macron and British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak. From Paris, Lisa Bryant has more for VOA.
The EU's two-day summit comes ahead of the one-year anniversary of Russia's invasion of Ukraine and days after top EU officials held a summit with President Zelensky in Kyiv. Zelensky wants several things from the Europeans: to speed up Ukraine's bid to join the EU, more weapons ahead of an expected Russian offensive, and more sanctions against Moscow. Brussels is also expected to unveil a 10th sanctions package against Moscow later this month. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
And this is VOA News. Australia's Defense Department will remove surveillance cameras made by companies linked to the Chinese Communist Party from its buildings. The Australian newspaper reported Thursday that an audit discovered that more than 900 cameras, video recorders, and other electronics made by Hikvision and Dua companies were found in Australian government and agency offices. James Patterson, the cybersecurity spokesman for the opposition Liberal Party, says the cameras represent a potential threat to Australia's national security.
So we would have no way of knowing if the sensitive information, images and audio collected by these devices are secretly being sent back to China against the interests of Australian citizens.
The United States and Britain both announced back in November that they were removing Chinese-made cameras and surveillance equipment from their government buildings. In U.S. pro football, the Kansas City Chiefs are heading into this Sunday's Super Bowl championship contest against the Philadelphia Eagles with questions still lingering about their star quarterback's ability to play hurt. AP correspondent Greg Eklund reports.
Kansas City Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes continues to recover from his high ankle sprain suffered in the divisional round game. Mahomes says he has already noticed improvement since the AFC Championship game.
It's going to be definitely better, more mobile, be able to move around a little bit better for sure, and then we'll see on game day how close to 100% I can be.
During the regular season, the Chiefs offense with Mahomes taking the snaps averaged 29 points a game, which was the best per game average in the NFL. The Eagles ranked third in the NFL with 28 points a game. Greg Eklund, Phoenix.
And multiple reports say U.S. professional basketball star Kevin Durant has been traded to the Phoenix Suns from the Brooklyn Nets. The outlets, citing unnamed sources, said the Suns added Durant to a starting lineup that already includes an all-star backcourt of Chris Paul and Devin Booker, along with center DeAndre Ayton. In exchange, Phoenix sent Cam Johnson, Michael Bridges, and Jay Crowder to the Nets, along with four first-round draft picks. Durant's trade ends a disappointing four-year tenure with Brooklyn, which began when he was teamed with fellow superstars James Harden and Kyrie Irving. The trio was widely expected to compete for a National Basketball Association championship, but their hopes were undone by injuries, personality conflicts, and off-the-court controversies. Repeating our top story, rescue crews in Turkey and Syria are racing against time and a lack of equipment to find survivors buried in the rubble of buildings toppled by powerful earthquakes that struck the region Monday and have now left more than 16,000 people dead so far. For reporting via remote, I'm Richard Green for VOA News.